This is Newtown Arts Company's Backstage Buzz, a podcast for arts enthusiasts about all things stage and sometimes screen. Join us for lively conversations about the behind-the-scenes bustle at Newtown Arts Company and in the industry beyond. I'm your host, Emily Advani. Founded in 1983, Newtown Arts Company is dedicated to supporting the theater arts in the heart of Bucks County, Pennsylvania. This mission is accomplished through the production of family-friendly live theater, the granting of scholarships, and the development of theater arts education. Newtown Arts Company is committed to entertaining and moving audiences, as well as offering an inclusive and inspiring creative experience to volunteers, both on stage and behind the scenes. In this episode, we chat with Kevin Ogborn. Kevin has done many things in the world of entertainment, from his first stage role in a play in second grade to being cast in Jekyll and Hyde, the musical with Newtown Arts Company. He has been a professional and competitive dancer, sung in a punk rock band, been a professional stilt walker, juggler, magician, and live street performer. He has worked at theme parks from Sesame Place to Disney World. Kevin has been a live event host and MC, been featured on MTV, VH1, and E! Entertainment Channel. He has worked with many celebrities in music and film, been on reality TV shows, hosted red carpet events, and even produced 3 Guinness World Records. Kevin has done weekly live video streams, was featured in numerous self-help classes and interviews, been a professional motivational speaker, and competed internationally as a public speaker. Kevin also enjoys working as a young adult, youth, and kids ministry leader at his church, and has participated in international mission work, building in Africa, South America, and the islands, and has worked as a project lead for Habitat for Humanity, rebuilding communities after natural disasters in our own country. Kevin is married to his beautiful wife and has 3 incredible children. Wait, there's more. He owns 4 businesses. I get the chance to ask Kevin about a number of his adventures, including his role in Newtown Arts Company's production of Jekyll and Hyde the Musical. But I start with asking him about his experience with Guinness World Records. Hey, Kevin. Thanks for joining Backstage Buzz.
Hey, Emily. How you doing?
I am doing well. Okay, Kevin. We certainly won't be able to cover everything we could in one conversation. And I am looking forward to chatting with you about your involvement with Newtown Arts Company, but I have to start here. You produced 3 Guinness World Records, am I right? Yeah.
Yes, that's correct. Actually, my career, I own a production company. We're a special event production company. And we were fortunate enough to get the attention of Guinness World Records and become a one of their preferred production providers. So we actually got to do some pretty interesting events, and I am responsible directly for producing 3 pretty interesting world records, and actually a 4th one I was involved in, but I don't get my name tagged on it at all. So Dare I tell you what the 3 are?
You are one step ahead of me. I was about to ask, What were the 3 world records?
So the world records, the interesting thing about Guinness you have to understand is you can have a Guinness World Record for really anything that they can adjudicate. So there's some really bizarre world records out there. These are not quite the craziest, but they are pretty cool. First of all, I had a client, every single human being in the world has worn one of their t-shirts. It's Gildan Apparel. They created the world's largest t-shirt. I was the actual producer that created that t-shirt. So the t-shirt was, when I first embarked on the idea of it, I was like, how big could possibly this big t-shirt be? I'm thinking, is it like big enough to fit an elephant, or is it big as my house? Well, Emily, thank you for asking. It was actually bigger than a football field.
Wow.
Enough material to make 12,000 extra large t-shirts. So it was incredible. We had to have helicopters and drones flying over top in order to actually get like legit shots of it. I did press with celebrities up in these cranes that were lifting us up like 80 to 100 feet off the ground. It was nuts. So really cool. We did it at the CMA Fest down in Nashville. And that was where the big reveal was. So number one was Gildan's was the world's largest t-shirt. Second one was for the M&M company. They did their they did the anniversary of their pretzel M&M. And we had CeeLo Green there as the person who was like the celebrity tie-in. And we did the world's largest pinata. And it was actually a pinata filled with M&Ms, but it's not technically, it would have crushed under its own weight if it was an actual full thing. So we had like a trussing structure inside to create a skeleton. It was crazy. But anyway, the whole point of it was seven stories high.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was massive. It was a giant M&M character on a birthday cake, and we had thousands of pounds of M&Ms come pouring out of the thing. It was incredible. So we did that. And then the last one was kind of fun, almost tongue-in-cheek, but it was the world's largest bikini parade.
This was at
spring break in Panama City, Florida, and previously to this, the day that we did this, the biggest bikini parade had been held in down in Australia. So it was kind of this cool nationalistic thing. A bunch of people were waving American flags and chanting USA, USA. And of course, we had three girls that were wearing American flag bikinis that were like the lead of the charge. It was really an amazing thing. I mean, people do crazy stuff at spring break, but this was the craziest, and we got to set a Guinness World Record. So
I was about to say, it just seems perfectly fitting for spring break in Panama City. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better place to hold that record. Okay, well, those are all pretty cool, but we will get into some other cool stuff today. Sure. And I'm gonna ask you about Masterclass Mondays at Newtown Theater. You have a lot of experience on stage, on screen. What brought you to Newtown Arts Company and motivated you to sign up for a masterclass?
Well, I'll just tell you, in short, my wife. It was coming into a new year. People make resolutions. And I am a father of three kids, and my oldest is turning 10 this year. So for the last 9+ years, I have spent a lot of my time focusing solely on, you know, taking care of my children, raising them, providing new opportunities for them, getting them involved in things. And my oldest got involved in the local community theater in Yardley, Pennsylvania. And it's like they have a youth program that they were doing. And my daughter got a role in Wizard of Oz. And I said, you know what? The kids are, you know, they're of an age now where we're not changing diapers and chasing after them in that way. And I said, I think I want to get back into doing something in the performance realm. And I just sort of mentioned that to my wife at the end of 2023. And in the very beginning of 24, she saw this thing. She saw an advertisement about the Monday night masterclass. And so she signed me up for it. And I am so excited about it. It was, first of all, I love new opportunities. I love meeting new people, and I love getting to sort of have a diverse, diverse realm of different experiences. And this fits me like a glove. I mean, it is such a great experience. Every single Monday is a new professional in the performance world. And the cool part about it is it's not just theater. It's not like when you think of theater, you're going to have your own kind of concepts of what that means. But it's going to be of all types of performance. And the coolest part about it is, I mean, we've had improv comics come down from New York, from Upright Citizens Brigade, and teach us about the art of improv. We've had method actors come in and teach us about truly embodying a character and living as that character, acting, breathing, speaking, everything like that character, and how that character make you feel, and learning all the different techniques thereof. We had cast members from Hamilton come down and teach us the full choreography, and I got to actually act out the opening scene with our troupe of Hamilton. I got to actually sing Aaron Burr. It was the greatest experience. We had like the coolest night ever. And Thane, the guy who's the actor, he's actually on the original cast, and he's in the continuing cast of Hamilton. and gave us the opportunity to literally learn the choreo and do the full opening scene of Hamilton. It was completely epic. We've had training, like the last one we just had, we had training in combat choreography. So learning basically how to fight in a movie or on a scene. It was such an amazing experience. So each week we never know. I mean, we know because we get the email ahead of time of who's coming, but we never really know what the experience is going to be like. I have loved every single week. Oh, we also learned, we had a guy come in that he taught music and percussion as it pertains to the theater and ways of making sounds that kind of sound like sounds of nature or make things sound more natural. We did like drum circles and it was really just so much fun. So we've had a blast, and our group is, there's like 8 or 9 of us, and it's epic.
You've experienced so many things. I mean, even at the top of this conversation, we talked about 3 Guinness World Records. Sure. And I'm picturing you, all this experience, all these things you do in the theater on a Monday night with this group of people, and to sort of hear your enthusiasm about these experiences, like right there on State Street in Newtown, yeah. In a quiet theater, these like experiences that you didn't think you were going to have. Is there something that was surprising to you or brand new to you that you've experienced in masterclass? You did give us a little synopsis of some of your classes, but something that sticks out to you.
Well, I think the diversity of my experience that I've had so far, just in life in general and in life pertaining to performance or pertaining to anything in entertainment, it's kind of hard to shock me, I guess, because I'm very used to what I call being shot out of a cannon. Almost literally everything just happens in my career where it's like something happens I wasn't expecting, and I have to land on my feet running and go from there. So it's kind of hard to shock me, but I do have to tell you, my wife signed me up for this. When I hear masterclass, I usually think it's maybe going to be a little bit hands-on, but it's going to be very technical, and it's going to be very, you're going to learn something. You're going to take something away from somebody who clearly knows the industry. What I wasn't expecting is that I would be sitting in a full drum circle, that I would be acting out as one of my favorite shows in Hamilton, that I would get to play Aaron Burr and sit there and have a person who's in the show teaching me the choreography. And not only that, but I know him via, like, I recognize Thane from the show. Like, that was incredible. I didn't think that I was going to come home a little bit sore because I'm learning combat choreography. Like, this incredible, I say that in jest, we weren't really sore, but it was like a really good physical workout. We got to learn how to make it look like you're fighting without actually fighting and all the techniques thereof. It's so cool. So I think the thing that has taken me by surprise, to go back to your question, it's not necessarily it took me by surprise. It's just the diversity and range of what we're getting week to week is very exciting to me. And I wasn't really expecting that a class could be this diverse and touch on this many different parts of what theater and entertainment are, and just speak to my soul in such a way that's, it really lights me up, because every Monday I look forward to it because I really don't know what's coming next.
I understand that you have been cast in Newtown Arts Company's production of Jekyll and Hyde. Was it Masterclass that led you to auditioning for Jekyll and Hyde? Which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Okay, well, so this is sort of funny, and this is the way that, again, I was telling you about getting fired out of a cannon. In my career, there's so many things that happen that I didn't plan for, and I have to land on my feet and just run. So this is exactly how that happened. On the very first day of Masterclass, I overheard, if you know Lisa from the theater group, Lisa was talking about how the show was already in rehearsals for a month. They were already in rehearsals, and that they were looking for a few extra men for the ensemble cast. That's it. And for those of you who are unaware of Ensemble Cast, Ensemble is usually just going to be sort of like, it can be something as minimal as, you know, guy on street with broom number two, or it can be somebody who's singing along with the entire company in a couple different parts, but they're not named parts. They're not main parts. They don't have individual speaking lines and things like that. So I thought this would be a great, you know, sort of start of getting back into doing some performance realm. And mind you, keep in mind, I'm not what I would consider a theater singer. I've never done musical theater. And I just happen to, you know, be sitting there in the right place at the right time. So Lisa tells me that we have this opportunity, and I go to meet the director. And when I meet the director, he starts kind of looking me up and down and sizing me up and sort of saying like, hey, you know, what are you here for? What's your musical range, et cetera, et cetera. And I was like, no, I'm not really here as like a main part person. I just thought you might need Ensemble Cast. And he says, well, let me see what you got. So that's like famous last words. So he sends me to the musical director, has me sit with him to go through the throes of a series of different vocal tests and things like that. And by the end of that, he turns and offers me one of the main parts in the entire show. And I am now playing as Simon Stride, who is the antagonist to the main character. And I have speaking parts and singing parts and acting parts and ensemble parts and everything. And so there you have it. I mean, it's just like, it's just, yeah.
You can't make this up.
No, you can't.
You can't make this up.
How it happens. So.
And since we're like in the midst of award season, maybe we'll all hear this story again someday on a stage winning a Tony or an Oscar.
Listen, I don't think any Tony Award winners are threatened by my. I'm pretty realistic about my singing ability. I'll give you an example. Working with Thane from Hamilton, I mean, they're just so, so talented. And I mean, I would love to work with somebody like that, but I just love and continue to crave the diversity of the way my life has gone and the career path that I've had.
Going back to Jekyll and Hyde, is the musical version. For those of our listeners who have not seen the show but may be interested in it, can you give us a quick synopsis of the musical?
Sure. I mean, it's an epic tale, but really the idea is that there's a doctor who, in all of his benevolence, finds that he wants to try to separate good from evil and somehow isolate those two things so that you can then treat the evil and get rid of it effectively from the world. And he tries to petition the board of directors of the hospital to give him a human guinea pig basically to work on, and they continue to deny him. So he eventually has to use himself. And through that, he has some awful reactions, and he is able to create the separation of good and evil. But what happens is it actually gives birth to a second identity of a very evil person. So Dr. Henry Jekyll, who is benevolent and kind and has nothing but well wishes, is now eclipsed by Edward Hyde, who is the evil side of him, who is a murderous heathen that wants to go around and partake in all the, you know, lascivious things in London, and also killing people and whatnot. And so it's the epic battle of good and evil within. But it's personified in two human beings, all within one person, two personalities. And my character, Simon Stride, is the secretary of the board of governors that denies him continuously. I'm also the ex-fiance of his current fiance, so we hate each other, and he can't stand me. And every interaction we have, we are very contentious. So it's fun. It's fun, especially since I love the guy who plays Jekyll and Hyde. He and I are becoming good friends. And we have to be nothing but angry at each other all the time. so it's kind of fun.
It takes your craft to a whole new level, right? When you're actually have camaraderie with the person you're supposed to be against in the production. Why should people come out and see this show? What would entice somebody to come out and see Jekyll and Hyde the musical?
Well, the cool part about it is there's as makes in any good story, there's a great love story. Henry Jekyll, Dr. Henry Jekyll is a good man, and he is set to marry his fiancee Emma Carew, who in the actual show is played by the wife of the actor who's playing Henry Jekyll. So it's really cool. So they're actually married in real life, but they're actually love interests on stage. So it's a very, very like intimate, loving relationship that they already brought to the stage, and then they play it out, and it plays out so beautifully. There's a couple amazing, beautiful scenes where they're singing to each other, and it's so touching. So you have the love side of it. You also have the dichotomy of what goes on inside everybody's mind, the good and the evil. There's action, there's romance, there's love, there's this conclusion that comes to, and it's in such a quaint theater that you don't get a chance to see a musical like this at a storied historical building like the Newtown Theater, and with the talented actors that I'm getting to work with, that I have the privilege of working with, I am just blown away. Like, we just did a full run through, and I was like, I had the chills. And it's just amazing. I'm watching all of the other actors go through this, and it's just such an incredible show.
Kevin, you really sort of hit on something that I love about Newtown Arts Company. The home of Newtown Arts Company is at Newtown Theater, at storied historic theater, dating back hundreds of years. And what I find so magical about the productions is that it's all volunteer, and the level of talent on stage, behind the scenes, productions, directors, producers, tech. You are seeing a fully professional production, and people are doing it because they love it. It's in their heart. They breathe it. You can feel the passion for the craft when you're in that theater. And I think you really hit on that when you were describing what the experience is like, what the full run through is like. There's something sort of magical about Newtown Arts Company at Newtown Theater.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more, and I think one of the great things in this group is because you can truly see they're playing with heart. It's like it's a difference of watching, say, like college sports versus professional sports. When it's college sports, they're not playing to get paid. They're playing because they love the sport. It's not a professional thing anymore. When in this case, everybody's there not because they have to be, not because somebody's paying them and there's some kind of a transactional relationship, but because they truly love the art or the craft that they're involved in. And when I say they're talented, there's some really, really, there's some up and coming talents, and then there's also some that are just that've been in many, many shows, and it clearly shows their abilities because they're very, very talented, beautiful singing voices, great actors, choreography, the director we're working with. I mean, I'm so proud. Like, when people say it, you feel like, ah, yeah, this is just, somebody giving lip service. But I am truly so proud to be a part of such a talented group of people, especially for what will be my first true full musical theater experience. And I just feel so honored to be chosen to do what I did. And I'm excited. I can't even, like, my parents always said the phrase, when a dog gets super excited, their tail's wagging. So my tail's wagging. I'm excited. I'm like a excited puppy dog.
Well, you're playing Simon Stride as one of your sort of main part in this production, along with other bits and pieces throughout the show. But your first role was in second grade. What was that role?
I was the father in a show called The Flower That Grew Overnight, and the basic synopsis of it was I had a son, I had a wife, and we had to plant a tree and water it with orange juice, and it would somehow grow overnight. And it was a short play, but it was my first intro to memorizing lines. And it was kind of funny because I think back on it, and I knew that it was for me because I was taking I was taking account of blocking and placement as a second grader, and I was actually memorizing all the lines that preceded and followed my lines so that I would know how they flowed. So it was one of those things where I just felt like being on stage was comfortable, and I've never really felt timid of it. And I feel very thankful for that.
You caught the bug early, second grade. That's nice and early. You do a lot outside of your work at Newtown Arts Company. Yes. Acting is not your full-time career. I know you do a number of things. Give me a little rundown of some of the work you do outside of Newtown Arts.
Well, professionally, what I get paid to do is I own a special events production company that I've owned for 24 years. When COVID hit and the events world got decimated, I lost 100% of my contracts for basically 2020 and 2021. So I started another company doing home services and handyman work. And I also now on the regular, I'm a builder. I own a building company. We build predominantly outdoor living spaces like decks and patios and sheds and things like that. And I found that the discipline of building custom stages and custom backdropping and stuff like that and the carpentry thereof really lends well to doing good finish work and carpentry on people's homes. So it's been a blessing to come out of COVID and still have an opportunity to now own a couple of different companies that all do home services and what like that. And I get to meet new people every day. I get to improve. Like I'm kind of a cheesy romantic, and I say that we don't do home improvements, we do life improvements. So we kind of do that now. So that's my day to day as far as professionally. And then other things that I do in volunteer, I'm heavily active in my church. I do a lot of leadership for men's groups, youth groups, kids groups. And I've also done a lot of work internationally with Habitat for Humanity and a couple other missions groups building homes and other facilities in like medical facilities and schools and whatnot in third world countries in Africa, South America, the islands, and even here in the United States.
Wow. I'm not sure how you have time for all of that. And you're still making it to Masterclass on Mondays. You're in Jekyll and Hyde. I mean, I'm seeing the thread. I really do think those of us in sort of entertainment or acting, we're entrepreneurs at heart. I also love the parallel you made between sort of the production, stage production, and enhancing people's homes, sort of the visual element of those things, interacting with new people. No 2 days are ever the same. I'm seeing the thread, Kevin.
Yes, that's. I mean, you said it right there. No 2 days are ever the same. That's the part that drives me every day. I love those getting shot out of a cannon in moments where, you know, you get thrown into some new thing and your pulse quickens and you have to think on your feet and you adapt and overcome. Love that kind of experience. And it's brought me to be able to meet some incredible people. I've worked with so many different celebrities. I used to tour as an MC for the X Games. I got to work with all those, you know, crazy sports guys, Tony Hawk and all those people. I toured with Lady Gaga. I've been all over the country and in different parts of the world. I just love that unique nature of waking up and being like, I'm not really sure how today's going to go. And then just sort of adapt and overcome as you do.
Now, you've had a lot of these shot out of the cannon moments, and we've heard about some of them on the show today, but is there something you haven't done yet that you would like to try?
That's a good question. I haven't done like actual film television where I am set. Like I've done a lot of live things. I've done live on air, but I've never done an on set television or on set movie situation for film. And I think I would like to try that. I would love to get involved in an opportunity to do that, because that's the one realm of performance and acting and everything that I've just never really gotten into.
Well, Kevin, casting directors should hear that and be on the lookout. Some scripted TV or film definitely would be a new experience. Now, before we go, you have experience as an MC, a speaker. What haven't I asked you that you would have asked yourself if you were doing this interview?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think the one part that I would just say to really to anybody is, you touched on it a little bit about how do you have time? That's the question I get more than any question is, how do you have time? And so I guess the question is not so much just on the surface, how do I have time? But that would be the real question. How do I have the time? And what I think is, we're all given 24 hours in a day, and you can tell what is important to somebody by how they spend their time, because it's the only resource that nobody can make more of, right? You can make more money, you can do other things, but you can't make more time. And so I think the reason that I have the time is because the things that I value, I spend time on. So I value diversity, I value friendships, I value family. I've always said this, that if you want to have a good friend, you got to be a good friend. Same exact thing. If you want to be a good partner, husband, wife, spouse, like, you got to be a good spouse. So I show my kids, I show my family, I show my friends that I love them because I spend time with them. I do things with them, but I also show myself that I love myself, because if you don't take care of yourself, it's what's the point, you know? And so I think you have to do things like take some time to take a master class, take some time to say yes to something, because so much of us wants to say no, but I don't have time for excuses. I only have time for new opportunities. So to answer the question that was kind of glanced over, the question is, how do you have the time? You just make the time for what's most important.
Kevin, I am going to leave it right there. And thank you so much for this conversation today.
Thank you for the opportunity. It's been a pleasure.
This has been another episode of Newtown Arts Company's Backstage Buzz. Again, I'm Emily Vani. For more about Newtown Arts Company, visit www.newtownartscompany.com. And tune in again as we chat all things stage and sometimes screen.